Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God is so good.
All the time.
Amen. And what a sweet presence this morning.
Yes. Amen.
Who appreciates the word of God? Well, yeah, so beautiful this morning.
Amen. Amen.
I'll tell you what, how the word of God, there's so much is contained in it.
Yes.
So much wisdom, so much knowledge and truth. Revelation. Wow.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. I never, you know. Wow, you always learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Amen. God, He never fails.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to impart, whatever we need. Faith.
Right.
Amen. More truth.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost, whatever it is. Boy, He wants to.
Amen.
He wants to bless us.
Amen.
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 Only realize that. Just humble ourselves.
Yes.
Just receive.
Amen.
Amen. But appreciate you all being here. And let's pray and just ask the Lord just to have His way here.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. We thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Amen. You gave us a beautiful day, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank You for Your truth. Your word says that all things are held in store by Thy power.
That's right.
By Thy wisdom.
That's You, God.
And that in You we live and move and we have our being, Father. You're faithful and true to all Your creation, and especially, Lord, to Your church. We thank You, Lord God, for all that You have done for us and desire to do, Lord. We give You all the praise and glory for Your word, O God, this great salvation. Amen, Lord. Let's hunger and thirst, O God. Look to You, Lord, understanding how much You love us, Father, and to be sincere when we seek You, O God, to have faith to call upon You, just to believe You, Lord. And we thank You for Your presence, O God, and ask, O God, that You move in a glorious way, amen, in our midst, in our hearts, even in our minds, our spirits, O God, quicken us, amen, all that You have for us this day. Let's believe and receive,
my
Father.
God.
Amen. Especially, O God, through Your word. Amen. Impart this faith, O God. Understanding. Let's realize our need. Amen, O God. Amen. And seek You diligently with all our hearts, Father. And I pray, O God, anoint all those who have a part of service. And especially, Lord, anoint the man of God to minister Your word. Amen, Lord God. By the unction of Your Spirit, Father, use Him. His mind, His thoughts, His word, O God. Amen, Jesus. Have Your way. We need You, Father. We need You here from You. And the word we hear, Father, let's take it and apply it to our lives, Father. Amen. Build upon that foundation, O God. Amen. Of truth, O God. And we're careful to give You all the praise and glory. And I pray for all those, Father, who are sick, Father. I pray for their healing. Touch their bodies, Father. Amen. Bless Sister Betty, Father. Amen. Heal her. Amen. Encourage her. Comfort her, Father. Amen. Brother John Hart. Amen. I pray for his healing, O God. Fill him with Your Holy Ghost.
Oh, reveal Yourself.
Oh, Lord, O God. Amen. Who need a touch from You, Father.
Hallelujah,
we're careful to give You all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, everyone said, Amen.
Lay your seal before the Lord our God.
Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you bless us with, Lord. We thank you for the breath in our lungs, Lord, our beating heart, our right mind. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the means that we have, Lord, to earn money, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, as we give these tithes and offerings to you, Lord, that you bless them in a mighty way, Lord. I pray, Lord, we give with a cheerful heart, Lord, knowing, Lord, that you take care of all of our needs, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just get your mind on him and just praise God. His presence is just so beautiful.
Amen.
And we just need to entreat him. Hallelujah. We need to entreat him. You need to acknowledge him. However that may be, if you're unaccustomed to lifting your hands or anything like that, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Not even worry about anybody that's around you. But just open yourself up to him. Just meditate on him. Just reach out to him. Just the Lord wants to minister to you. And man, is his spirit so wonderful, so beautiful. What's in this place is just so, it's really awesome. Praise God. It's very evident he's here. Not just because his word said that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, just because we can feel it. If you just reach out right now, and then whatever it is that you are dealing with in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, I just want you to put your trust in him, lean upon him right now, and believe that God is able. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your presence, oh God. It's so beautiful, Lord. Your presence is so beautiful. You're an awesome God. Amen, Lord. Abba Yasa Maia, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. God, for the strength that you give us. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Abba Yasa Maia, Lord. Have your way, God. I pray you take down, Lord, all the barriers, all the bulwarks. As you said in your word, that every weapon formed against us shall not prosper. God, we take authority over the enemy, Lord, and everything, Lord, that he tries to do, Lord. All the wiles of the devil, every stronghold, every dominion, every power, every principality, Lord, you defeated when you hung on that cross and you resurrected from the dead. You defeated, Lord. And we thank you for that, God. We acknowledge it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Set the captives free.
Hallelujah.
Open the doors.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God, those who are bound.
Jesus.
Those who are afflicted. Those who are tormented. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God, in our minds, in our spirits, in our hearts, Lord. Your word right now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Let your anointing destroy that yoke. Hallelujah. Maisha Tamaria.
Oh, hallelujah.
Eba Roda Maya.
Maisha
Tamaria.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Adonai. Mai. Asa.
Jesus.
Jesus. Eba Roda Maya.
Hallelujah.
Eba Yasa Maria. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Acknowledge you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your presence, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We know that you're real, God.
Oh, my Jesus.
We know that you're real, that you're here in our midst, Lord. Lord Jesus, Abba Yasha Maria.
Oh, hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord, in this
hallelujah.
Place.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Abba Yasha Maria, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. Glory unto Maria, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
You may be seated if you want to. Thank you for your cooperation. I don't believe it's a, you know, just a cliche amongst us, but we believe that what the Lord is able to do with God, all things are possible. We say it because it's a statement of truth. It's a fact. Because the Bible says all his promises are yea and not nay.
Amen.
So whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you're battling, amen, there is hope.
Yes.
There's a way out. Amen. There's deliverance. There's victory, there's salvation. Amen. In Jesus' name. I wholeheartedly agree with what Brother David said about revival. And that's one thing, you know, that I pray for the people of God to understand and come to an understanding. And that his presence is here. It just seems like he never lets us down. He's obviously, amen, he's very faithful. Thank him for his faithfulness.
Amen.
Because every time we come together, when we congregate, he's here.
Yes.
It's obvious. You can feel him. Amen. And it's not just, you know, sometimes we may not really be attuned to that. We may not really, you know, feel it, but he is. And obviously, because other people feel it, they experience it, they know, they confess that they realize there's something here that they've never felt before, and that, how can you explain it other than that Jesus,
yep,
his presence,
amen,
being here.
And,
praise God. So it's about time that we wake up to things like that and be aware, and even to the point where it's something that we come into the house of God and we can't even discern. And we've got to learn how to discern his presence, because it's here. And what God is moving and the way he wants to move, it's just, if you pay attention, and if you're here for a reason, if you're here for God to do something for you, then that's good. But keep your mind on him, keep your attention focused on him, because if you don't, you're going to miss whatever it is that the Lord has for you, that he wants to impart to you. And that's the beautiful thing about it. So we always need to come into his presence, and is as we would in the presence of the King, we're always going to be aware of where he's at.
Amen.
And respond to every gesture that he makes.
Amen.
And that's just the way it is. And when we do that, we're going to find out, we're going to leave the presence of a King, we're going to leave blessed.
Amen.
Because he can, amen, he can exercise his authority, his love,
amen,
amen, to us, and we all need that.
Amen.
All of us in this place, we need something from God.
Yes.
Yes.
We need something from him. Yes. We cannot leave this place,
yes,
without him.
Yes.
We cannot leave this place without feeling him, yes, without being touched by him, because all of us have a need. We all know that, and it's,
yes,
about time we just quit denying ourselves.
Amen.
Quit being in denial and say, it's not for me. Yes, it is for you. Did you realize this? He counted you in.
Yes.
When the Bible says that, amen, for God so loved the world. He included you. Amen. When he made that statement, he so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son for you. So he included you in. So you're not exempt, regardless if you're going to believe it or not. But here's the thing. God can offer you something better than what you have right now.
Amen.
Amen. So that's the thing that we need to always be mindful of, and that's the place that we need to abide. We have an atmosphere of revival. I've been praying for that for a long time, and it just seems like sometimes we just don't even realize what we have. We just walk in and out of it without paying attention, and praise God, we walk right by it, and it's right there for us to take hold of it, and for God to do something. Amen in us, and that's what we're experiencing. So please don't
don't, you know, approach it in a sense where we belittle.
That's right.
Or we think nothing is going to happen when we have so much potential for things to happen. Praise God. I was sharing with Brother David last night, and this was several years ago, and some of you probably remember her, but you remember Sister Catherine, our Sister Cat. Amen. When we had the services in Wagner, and the last day of the services, we had altar call, and we had that place, we had a lot of people in that service, if you all remember that. She was the last one that came in while she was there, but she was the last one in the prayer line. It was just like this. We started on this end, and we walked all the way to, and she was the last one sitting on the chair, and we walked up to her, and Brother Langley and Sister Langley were there, and they brought her to service hoping that God would do something for her, and he did. He filled her with the Holy Ghost, and he healed her of MS. And her legs that were disfigured, her feet that were turned in, and I never knew it, but she said, way afterwards, she said, Brother Marshall, I didn't have any feelings on the bottom, on the soles of my feet. I couldn't even tell if I was stepping on the floor. A prisoner of war. Why is it? Guess what? I almost forgot. The Lord reminded me. Okay. You know where the battlefield is? This is the battlefield. Your soul. This is the battlefield. The devil is warring over your soul. This is where the battle is being fought, right here. Woo! Boy, is he working some of you over really good. So Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Unto thou art called, thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Even in my younger days, like I said, I wasn't that knowledgeable. I didn't come to that place. You know, you grow in faith, and you grow in knowledge, you grow in grace. But when you come to that, you know, here's the thing. The devil would come against me, and I wasn't really in that point where I understood why it was, but I felt it. I felt when he came, and he tried to torment me, and he tried to, you know, work against me. I would feel that. I would feel the evil. I feel like, man, I don't like that feeling. I just don't like it. So what I would do is, man, I just can't stand it. I can't put up with this. You know what I'm going to do? All that confusion. There is a scripture. Now, I want you to understand this. There's a scripture in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, right around verse number 5. Look what it says. It says, every battle of the warrior is with confused noise.
Yeah.
And garments rolled in blood. Every battle of the war. So let me tell you something. When you're going through a battle, guess what happens? You're confused.
Right.
With confused noise. There's a lot of things going on that instead of you focusing on what you should be doing, the devil's trying to distract you. So that's why he throws it on you. In the day of battle, you have all these dynamics going on around you. All the noise of the battle. Guess what? It throws you into a state of confusion. You don't know what to do. Well, that's the work of the enemy. That's what he likes to do. That's why some of you are just so overcome so easily, because that's what he does. He'll distract you. I look out here, I stand up there and I do teach and preach, and I look out here and I can see some of you here distracted. Or something else is distracting you. And I know you're distracted because you're not paying attention. You're not there. Guess what? Thank God you have the opportunity to come to the house of God.
Yeah.
Thank God you have the opportunity to sit where you're sitting right now.
Yeah.
So because you're here, you should put all your attention on the Word of God, because God will help you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Focus on what God is doing and don't let the devil distract you. Get rid of, amen, get rid of, like he said, amen, the battle of the war is with confused noise.
Yep.
And garments rolled in blood. Did you realize this? Bottom line is, he wants to shed your blood. The devil wants to take your life.
Yes. Amen.
He is taking. Right. Here's the thing about it. Now, pay attention. Now, pay attention. You know that scripture in the book of Jude, where Jude says, "Twice dead and plucked up by the roots." You know what he's done? And some of you don't even realize this. You're half dead.
Pay attention.
You're half dead. The types of death in the Bible: spiritual death, physical death. Then that's all going to lead to eternal.
That's right.
Well, I guess three types. But if you look at this right now, if you don't have the victory, if you're not prayed through, you're spiritually dead. So right now, you're half dead. So God is trying to reach to you in your half-dead state. Huh?
Amen.
And if he doesn't reach to you in a half-dead state, guess what? There's going to be a day when you're going to die physically.
Yep.
If you don't, amen, turn to the Lord.
Yes.
So because you die physically, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be twice dead. But he's warned for your soul.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so hard for you to stay in the place that God wants you to be?
Yeah.
If that wasn't the truth, you would have no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
But we come and we war. We battle. We can't sit still. We can't pay attention. We can't submit ourselves. Then you wonder why your life is just so overwhelmed with a lot of chaos and a lot of disparity. You wonder why things aren't going good. You know, did you ever think about this? Things can go good.
Amen.
You can have favor. You can, amen, have a life that is filled with grace. But guess what? If it's not like that, then that should be an indication to you where you are right now. So he's drawing blood. He's drawing blood. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. So you think about that. That's what he's doing right now. He's warring for your soul. And you're letting him. Let me tell you something. Let me just kind of. You know what? You know who our enemies are? Let me tell you something. Who are your enemies? You don't know, even know who your enemies are. You don't even know you have an enemy. You do have an enemy. Satan. The adversary of your soul. He wants to resist everything that you do. Right now, because the whole world is born into sin. He has them already. They're his prisoners. Amen. But unless God comes into their life by the grace of God, unless they come to the knowledge of the truth, they'll never be set free. They'll always be a prisoner of war. They'll always belong to him. But if Christ comes, like he said, I've come that the captive can be set free. I've come to set the captives free. He's come to set you free from the bondage of Satan. To set you free from sin and darkness and death.
Amen. That's right. Thank you.
So unless you're set free, you're a prisoner. And so you're subject to everything that he wills and chooses to do in your life. And you know what? Because it's him, it's cursed.
Right, man. It's cursed.
And we don't even realize that. You wonder why things aren't going good? Because your life is cursed.
Yeah.
That's why you're unhappy. Huh? That's why you don't have peace. You know what? All you young people, you don't even know this. You know, here's a statement. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just trying to help you. But, you know, they all say, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Why are you bored? You know what? You know what boredom is? You're empty.
Yeah.
You have nothing. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You're empty and you have nothing. That's why you're bored. Oh. But if you had the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't be bored.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Woo! You wouldn't even say you're bored. Why? Because of God's peace. Because of God's love. Because of his joy. Heck with being bored. Well, let me continue with this. I want you to understand who your enemies are. First of all, the devil.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Ooh. Some of you might think he's your friend,
yeah.
But he's not.
No.
Then the world.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
Yep.
All you young people, even some of you adults, the yep. world.
Yep.
The world.
Come on.
The world.
Yeah.
The spirit of the world is enmity with God.
Yeah.
You know what that means? The world doesn't like God.
Yeah.
The world hates God. It's our enemy.
Amen.
There's nothing good out there in the world. I mean, how many times do we have to, amen, say or tell you, there's nothing good out there in the world.
Amen.
We all know that.
Right.
Yeah.
So the world is our enemy. Guess what? The world doesn't have your back.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord, open up their ears.
Amen.
Open up their ears, Lord, because I know they're... Open up their ears that they can hear.
Amen.
And then last but not least, this is going to surprise you. The other enemy you have is yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
You're your own worst enemy.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
That's why Paul said that in the book of Romans, chapter 7. The good things I want to do, I don't do them. And the bad things that I don't want to do, I do them. Why? Because of sin that is in your members, in your flesh. The motions of sin in your flesh. That's what happens. And you can know, you read all about that. That's what happens. That's why we do the things we do. Because in our mind, in our spirit, we say, I want to do good. I want to go to church. I want to pray. I want to read my Bible. I want to live for God.
Yep.
Come on.
But your flesh is, no.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
That's right.
So you can't do the things that you want to do. And the things that you don't want to do, the bad things, you know, you end up doing them. Why? So you're your own worst enemy.
Yep.
The enemy within.
Amen.
Usually that's the one that does the most damage. You know why? Because we have overcome the world. Jesus said, in the world you should have tribulation, but be of good comfort. I've overcome the world. And then John says this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have overcome the devil.
Yeah.
But have you overcome yourself?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we need to learn to fight the fight of faith. and lay hold of eternal life. God has equipped us. The church is equipped.
Amen.
He has not left us without remedy.
Amen.
We have what we need, the spiritual weapons we have at our fingertips. Man, there's so much that the Holy Ghost can do for us. The devils recognize it right away. Jesus was walking on the shores of Gadara, and there was a devil-possessed man, had I don't know how many devils in him, lived his life in the tombs.
Yeah.
He was bound with chains and fetters. Nobody could even bind him or hold him. There he was, all full of those devils. Here comes Jesus. Jesus was just walking down, amen, the beach as they came and they landed on the beach. He was just walking. And all of a sudden those devils said, "We know who you are."
Yep.
Woo.
Yep.
Why is that? Are you come to torment us before our time?
Come on.
Yep.
They know. There's a day of judgment coming for them.
Yeah.
Are you come to torment us before our time? They know who has the power. They know who has the authority. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
They know who has the anointing of the Holy Ghost on their life. Woo. Jesus says, hold your peace.
Yeah.
Hold your peace. Let me tell you something, all you, everybody in here, you don't realize it's the power of praise. I believe this, we can even experience more in the Lord if we learn the power of praise.
Yes.
When we come in here. And I know you go through, you have your days and you come in here and you're tired and you've gone through certain things. You don't feel like worshiping God. You come in here, but here's the thing. Here's the power of praise. If you come in, that's why they call it a sacrifice of praise.
Yeah.
Yes. A sacrifice of praise. You bring that sacrifice. You don't feel like it, but guess what? I'm going to come in here. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to give God glory.
Yeah.
So when you give God glory, when you come in here and you sacrifice, guess what happens? The Bible says that praise steals. S-T-I-L-S. Praise steals the enemy. You know what that means? Basically, you, amen, stop him.
Yeah.
Praise God. You stifle him.
Yeah.
He can't move. He can't say anything. Why? Because your praise steals the enemy.
Yeah.
That's why it's important for us to offer up a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Why? You stop the devil. Get in his trap. It's just like you can feel that. You can feel it. You can come in here and feel it. People feel it. Outsiders come in, they feel it. They say, man, but why is it we can't even?
Come on.
We're in here all the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
So you think about that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty, mighty.
Amen.
Through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's Ephesians chapter 6, if you're wondering where I'm taking that from. Verse number 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, finally, finally. He's saying, hey, This is the last of my admonition, and I don't want to leave this out. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God,
amen,
that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So this is what he said. Put on! Put on! Put on the whole armor of God. We put on Jesus Christ when we were filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in his name. But he tells us to put on the armor of God. What's he talking about? Well, he lists all these different, amen, parts of the soldier's uniform. And you know what that all basically means? Read what they are. Put them on.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Wow. Put them on.
Amen.
You won't go into battle without the articles of the uniform that will protect your body.
Right.
You won't go into battle. You won't go into battle without your sword.
Right.
Without your shield.
Yeah.
You won't go into battle. You're not Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
So we put them on. Put them on. Put them on. I like this. One time, the scripture, and this is in the book of Jude. He said in Jude, where is it? Let me find it. Jude 20. Let me see. That might be, yeah, I think it is. Jude 20. Go to Jude 20. Amen. Look what it says here. Jude 20. Look what he says. He says this. He says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. And he said, to fight the fight of faith. Building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Look what he says. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Woo. Amen.
No lie. No lie. There were two times in my life where I didn't know who these men were. I've heard of them. Famous men. Famous men who were called medicine men. Famous. Well known all over this country, even up in Canada. And I remember Sister Betty and I, I can't remember who it was, if it was Julia or somebody, we took him down to the clinic in Rosebud, at the old Rosebud Hospital, remember that hospital? We went in the waiting room, I can't remember what it was, but we went in the waiting room, we sat there. We sat down and there was, I think it was Melissa or one of the girls, I don't think it was Steph, I think it was Melissa, or maybe it might have been Tony. Tony and then my wife and myself, we sat down. And here, a person was sitting next to me, and on the other side, a person, I never even noticed it because we were so busy and trying to, you know, get some paperwork filled out and everything, there we were. And on the other side of that person was this particular medicine man. And so I sat down, and all of a sudden I start to hear these growls. Then some real funny noises. I start looking around. What in the world? All of a sudden, he stands up. Stands up, he looks back at me, he just stares at me. And he walks and he heads out the other doorway, out of that waiting room. And I was looking at it, and Betty said, "Hey, that was Leonard Crowdog." You don't think the Holy Ghost makes a difference?
Right. Amen. Amen.
Same thing with another medicine man.
Yeah.
I didn't know who this individual was. And then, you know, I didn't know he was sitting there. I walked into a nurse's station, the tech station there at the treatment center. And I didn't know he was coming. He was supposed to be there. Clients were graduating that day. They had everything set up. He was coming to offer prayers. He was sitting in that station, the tech station. I didn't know he was there. I came walking in because I said, well, he's finally here. So I was getting my stuff and I was coming to where all the clients were. And there he was when I walked. And this is the doorway into that place. And there he was sitting right here. And I walked in. I stood by that doorway. I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to my clinical supervisor tell me, this is what we're going to do. And I said, then all I heard this rumble and this noise. Woo, woo. I look down and there he is. And he's sitting there looking up at me. He says, there, Mike Burbank, you know who Mike Burbank is? He says, oh, by the way, I want to induce you, Lex Shee, that's what they call him, Lex Shee. This is Harold Marshall, he's one of our counselors. Roy Stone!
I knew him too.
You tell me! The Holy Ghost doesn't make a difference. You tell me it doesn't make a difference. Why? Why? Did they respond in the, you know what? They know power. They know who has all power. They know God has all power. They can't stand in the presence of God. So what am I talking about? We are more than conquerors. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what we have right now.
Amen.
That's what you have experienced because of the Word of God. That's where you are right now.
Amen.
But it's up to you to maintain. It's up to you to keep the victory. It's up to you to keep on fighting those battles. Fight the fight of faith. Hold on to eternal life. Don't give up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother David was talking about certain numbers earlier. Certain numbers. Four? I said, man, if this isn't a witness, I don't know what is.
Right.
So I want to talk about two fours.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about four fours, was it? Yeah. I want to talk about two fours. Okay?
Yeah.
Is everybody ready for this?
Amen.
Yeah.
The first four I want to talk about is John, 1 John 4, 4. Look what it says. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Overcome who? The spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah. Amen.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Greater,
yeah.
Greater, yeah. Greater, yeah. Greater,
yeah.
Greater is he that is in you.
Yeah.
What are we afraid of?
Yeah.
Why are we afraid?
Amen.
First John chapter 5, verse number 4. There's my second four. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. My, my, my.
Amen.
Church. Let's not be intimidated.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says, fear him who's able to take your soul and your body and cast it into hell.
Right.
Fear him that is able to do that, but don't fear him who's able to take your life.
Right.
Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of the world. Don't be afraid. Because God has given us, remember, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. He's given us power to do that.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's what we have. And so when we understand and realize that's what God's given us in the Holy Ghost, there's nothing for us to fear other than just fear God. In other words, have awe, have reverence for God, because God definitely is the factor in our ability to have victory and keep the victory.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
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 So that's what you and I have. All that preaching, all that anointing. Woo!
Amen.
You should be walking on air.
Yes. Amen.
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 You should be walking on water. You should be laying hands on the sick. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I get in a place where when people talk to me, and of course I'm not talking about anybody here, I'm talking about other people I know outside this church, the fellowship. I was talking to Brother Javier the other night, and we rescheduled my meetings down there from April to May. We had to knock it back a month, and we were talking about that. And he said, Brother, I let everybody know about the fellowship up there in Vermilion, South Dakota. I tell them that is an awesome church. He said, because you go in that church, he said, you can feel the power of God. Why is it everybody can recognize what's here and you can't?
Wow.
Amen.
I think it's about time that we line up to it. I think it's about time that we let what we feel in this place make an impact in our lives, so that when we leave here, we're not going to leave here the same.
Right.
We're going to leave here different.
Amen.
We're going to be persuaded.
Yes.
Persuaded. And you know what? God will give you the victory.
Yes.
Amen.
This has nothing to do with my message, but I was thinking about this testimony. Brother Troy Hancock, of course, Brother Hancock never told us about it, but Brother Troy Hancock told us about it. Brother Hancock shared a lot of stuff with us, but he never told us this about himself. That was just the kind of guy he was. He never boasted about himself or, you know, things that God did, you know, not in a sense, not like where people like to brag. You know. But Brother Troy was telling us one time, he was saying that Brother Hancock was preaching revival in California. I can't remember where it was, southern part of California. He said that revival went on for, I think it was about a month or over a month. He said, man, God was doing some things. People were receiving the Holy Ghost and getting baptized, and miracles were happening. He said, just how God always moved. He said he was there. And so he said, my mom and myself and my sister, I think it was Tammy, or one of them, Miranda, they were, of course, down in Texas, in Lufkin, Texas, they loaded up the car because they were going to go out to that revival and be there toward the weekend. They left like it was midweek, and they left, and they were going to be there on the remainder of that week so they could be in revival with Brother Hancock. Lo and behold, as they reached Arizona,
And I can't remember who it was that was driving. They fell asleep at the wheel. And when they fell asleep at the wheel, they missed a turn and they went over an embankment. And of course, the injuries were just really horrific. I mean, broken backs, broken bones, broken legs, broken arms, concussion, all this. He said, we weren't in good shape. He said, I don't even remember any of it. He said, I just remember the car soaring through the air. He said, that was my last memory of what happened. He said, and then all that went blank. He said, the next time I woke up, I was in an emergency room in a hospital in Arizona. He said, they were all carting us in one by one. He said, every one of my family members, they were all in critical condition. Well, the doctor goes up to Sister Hancock and he says, Mrs. Hancock, we need you to sign these applications so we can treat your children. So we can treat them because their injuries are serious, they're critical. Sister Hancock gets a pen and writes on that piece of paper, we are not going to receive medical treatment. We trust in the Lord. And the doctors were trying to persuade her, but that's what she said. She left it at that. When Brother Hancock heard about it, they stopped the revival after that service that night. And he took off right away. By the time he got there to the hospital, it was early morning. But Brother Troy said, I'll never forget this. He said, I was laying there in the bed. I think he had a broken leg or something like that. He had his leg up in traction. And up there, he said, in walks my dad. He said, he walked in my room. He said, when I looked at him, he said, it wasn't my dad. And he said, he laid his hands on me and instantly God healed me. God healed my broken leg and gave me the strength to stand up. And he said, he visited every room that my family was in, and God used them, and guess what? God healed them miraculously. They walked out of there with no broken bones. Wow. He said, I could never forget the look on those doctors' faces. He said, their eyeballs were as big as saucers because God did a work, a miracle work of healing them.
Woo! Praise you, Jesus. Praise you.
And we think that that is impossible. So I always remember his admonitions to us. With God, all things are possible.
Right.
Anything can happen and probably will.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Saints, maintain your victory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Maintain your victory.
Yes.
And remember what the Word of God says. You are more. We are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Through Him who has loved us.
Amen.
We're more than conquerors. Praise God.
Praise God.
Let's all stand. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. The God of the impossible. The God that will give us victory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Man, there's no one like Him. There's no God like Him. All the other gods are false gods. Amen. All the other gods are false gods. There's no God like Him. He's the only and true God. He is the living God. Amen. There's no one in the world like Him. Praise God. And that's the God that you and I serve. That's the God who's come into our lives. And the God that has blessed us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So praise God. Saints, maintain the victory. Maintain the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
because that's what he's given to us.
Yes.
That's what he's given to us.
Thank
you. Amen. He's given us the victory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for what he's done, and thank God for what he's doing.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God.
Amen.
Blessed Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is that song that I was thinking about. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
I worship.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Get your mind on the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Worship him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We see.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Worthy, hallelujah. Ye kata yada kabusha, Lord. Ama yada kabusha. Ye koto yada kabusha, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Lord. Ye koto yada kabusha. Ama yada kabusha. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ama yada gamos.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Yaba yada.
Let's worship the Lord.
Ama yada.
Yes.